Kum Lerla Black Mother, we're all back together. That's recorded for longevity. Rabbi Kuf Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph. The last thing we learned was Chizda. He told us that Amazik Matonas Kohuna Oisha Ochlan. If you damage one of the 24 gifts, you have to give to a Kohen, or you consumed it. You don't have to pay it back because it's a moment she'ain lo tov. Which Kohen has a right to come along and demand, you give me that Matana, because you can give it to any Kohen you prefer. Even though in Gemara Gittin and in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chof over there, we had a sugya called Makiri Kohuna. That might be an exception. So somebody you always give to, you know, he knows that he's your Kohen. The Stam is there, and the Gemara compared it to also poor people as well. If you steal from Tzedakah, it's a moment she'ain lo tov. Which poor person, you take payah that you're not entitled to, which poor person is a claim for you?
You also have the, you know, Kohen Amsayib Besakrona, so he's not allowed to put pressure on you to give to you.
That's right. What I'm talking about here, can he come and claim that you didn't give your Truma? Toshma, come in here. We'll start from two lines on top. Come in here, Harisha. Unse base Hamela Gona. The king came in and took away your crop. Took away your crop. You didn't yet set aside a truma, so there's a chiv of truma there. And the question is, do you have to have in mind when you give a truma on the rest of your field also to be yotze or mighty the truma that was there, because you owe it to a coin? If the king took it as a payment, the chayv la'asa, you got to give ma'isa because you benefited from the truma that took place over there. Imam Potter, he took his time like a hefker, he went in and he caused you a loss. Then Potter lost. If you lose crop, you don't have to give truma on it, so you didn't get anything from it. But what do you see from here? That if you took it as a chayv, that you have to give it back to the kohen. And Rav Chizda said that no kohen can claim it from you. Says the Gemara, shiny hosam, there's different. The kamishtar shalei. There it's different because you benefited directly from the truma that was taken away because it took off deducted part of your debt. So therefore, since you benefited from it, and we're not saying that a coin can come in and take from it, we're saying here that you have a chiyuv, that you have a chiyuv to pay it. That's all we're saying here. In other words, if it would have been taken away, Stam, you don't even have a chiyuv to pay the truma on that part. It was taken. We're talking about over here that you have an obligation, not saying the coin can take it to court, but you have an obligation to give truma also on that part because you benefited from that truma.
So truma is after taxes. If you have a tax from the melech, from the mukhe, so your truma comes off after the tax.
No, not at all. It was taken away. It was confiscated. The crop was confiscated. You did not take away the truma off it. Yeah, so in that 100%, 2% of that is truma. And the question is, do you have to give that 2%? No, you don't longer have it anymore to the kohen. You're going to give truma on the rest of your field. The 2%, unless you're 2%, would be 2 bushels of wheat. Do you have to give 2 additional bushels for that?
What I'm asking is bichlolos. Let's say you live in a melucha where there's a king who demands a tax.
So what? So of course you have to give truma.
So you have to give truma before tax.
Of course, before. Okay. Yeah. We're saying that even afterwards you got to give for it. So Tez already asked, why do we say that if you eat the truma, you don't have to pay back, but you gain from it. Now you don't have to buy another meal. What's the difference? They said, who said you're going to have to eat? Maybe you plan to fast today. Maybe you fast Mondays and Thursdays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But here, you definitely gained. So therefore, you have to pay. Says the Gemara, Toshma, come in here. On my law, you tell the butcher, Mochar li b'nei me'er, shall potter. I want you to sell me the intestines of this particular cow or bull. V'hoya b'hen matonis kahuna, included in that he threw in also the parts. We learned before that the foreleg and the jaw and the stomach, the fourth stomach, which is called the omen or the omassi, whatever you call it, I'm not sure whether they eat it or not, but it's part of the kumatonis, goes to the koyin, and the butcher sold it to you. Nois and the koyin, you have no right to keep it, you have no right to sell it to you, you have no right to keep it, you got to give it to the koyin. The ain't a monoculum, and I dumb him. You cannot go back to the butcher and say, hey, I paid you $100, including that for something that doesn't even belong to you, give it back the money, because you knew all along that you never paid for it in the first place. Because the butcher sold it to you, he never charged you for it. But loka chemena b'mishkel, he said, give me 10 kilos of meat, and then he threw in that 10 kilos. And obviously, you paid for something that you shouldn't have paid for. By the way, then you get the money back. No, you sell the coin. You still give it to the coin because that part belongs to the coin. But that guy had no right to sell to you. He's a ganef. Umenakulam and adamim. You go back to the butcher. You have every right to get your money back. Now, why do you have to give it to a koyin? Amai, okay, now the butcher gave it to you. Why do you have to give it to a koyin? Let it be no worse than damaging of matanas kuna, or you ate it. If you ate it, you don't have to pay. So over here also, now that you have it, the butcher should have given it to the koyin. He gave it to you. So why do I have to give it to the koyin? Says, what are you talking about? Shiny hossam is different. The east nubanai, it's still here. When does Rav Chizda say you're exempt if it's no longer around, either because you consumed it or because you damaged it? So then you have to give it. But over here, it's still around, so it still belongs to a kohen. What right do you have to keep it? Then you're out. You're doing an aveda. When the Chizkiah never said you're allowed to be mazik, actually, there's a big controversy or a big machleka that poskim in Baba Kama. Is there an aveda to be mazik? Somebody, is there an aveda for me to go break the windows in your house? If I do, I got to pay you. Is there an aveda?
Maybe.
So definitely, he said Hamas. If he did it, exactly. But so what's the aveda? Which of the 613 mitzvahs is that does it come under? Okay, so the Rameh says that your Eved Isa v'haftarecha kamoicha comes under the banner of v'haftarecha kamoicha. Others say it comes under the Isa of Gzela. What's shot? The question is, what is the Isa of Gzela?
What's
Isur Gzeila? Isur Gzeila is the fact that you're now missing something because of me, or the Gzeila because I have something of yours. If the Isur
Gzeila.
Oh, very good. So if Gzeila means that you lost something, then every Mazik is a Gazel. Because you lost your window. So it comes under the Isur Gzeila. But if the Isur Gzeila is that's mine, a Mazik is not a Gazel. So mazik is something else. There's like five different opinions, and some say it's takano avera. It's a monetary thing. I owe you the money if I break your windows. If I'm really angry with you, I'll go break. You need to say brechen alo shaben. You know, break all your windows, and then take me to court, and I'll pay you for it. But at least I feel good. Yeah, toshma. So anyway, over here we get two examples: mazik and oichlan. So oichlan definitely, I actually got it. Tisha nichsei koyin, the nine things which are the nechassim of koyin. Rashi, very long Rashi here, explains that actually 24. But the people, different brises counted differently. One gear says here 7, 9, other place 15. There are different ways of counting it. At the end of the day, it's 24 different kinds of presents to give to a koyin.
So, Mishnah we just had,
No, that's from a behemoth, 3. That's only a behemoth, Zrei Lechaim, Bekeva. That's a behemoth. The other, there's Truma, there's Pidyon Aben, there's a Pchei, there's a Gei, all of those. There's 24. Chala. Trumas Meiser, there's 24 different kinds. Plus in the Kachim, you have the two of Chazei V'Sheik. Says the Gemara, what does he count here? Reish is Hagei, the first shearings of a bull of a sheep. Matanis, and the Matanis we just learned in our Mishnah, but he counts them as one. See, the three and counts as one. Bahad the Mai is when you buy Meiser, when you buy Tvua from an Amoritz, and it's questionable whether he gave the Meiser, the Trumas Meiser. Bikurim also goes to a Koyin. The din is that if you take money from a ger and you swore that you never took it, and then later on after that ger you made it that you swore falls, you have to pay a keren and a chaimish. But who do you pay it to? The ger has no relatives, so you give it to a kohen. Lemai, so what are all these things there? What are you telling me all of these din for? Lav lo haitziim, but they on him, that I can go ahead and take it to a kohen. What do you tell me? The kohen can go to a bezdin and claim his rights. So we see that that if I'm mazik, if I hold it back, you could claim it. So the Gemara, lo you know, look at that now, we learned. Lama amru nichse koyin, lama amru nichse koyin. To what respect do we say that the nechassim belong to a koyin? That he can use the money for whatever he wants. Now that he has the bikurim, now that he has whatever he gave him, he can use whatever he wants. For example, shekoyne behen avodim vikakoyes. He can buy with it slaves. No, not even food. He can buy with it property. Ubehem atmeya. He can buy not kosher animals. Ubalchoyim neitlim bechayva. You can pay it to a balchoy for a loan. The isha biksuvasa. You can give it to a woman as a ksuva or for kedushin. And the Sefer Teda, you can buy a Sefer Teda with it. Rashi has a big problem with this last part and a Sefer Teda. To tell me that it's not food, we already know from Avodim and all of these things as well. And Rashi says, Libi Megamgim, look at the very interesting Rashi, the last narrow line of Rashi, the last word of the last line, Libi Megamgim, my heart is like palpitating, it was bothering me. Lemai Tanya, why does it say Teda? Hoyel V'Tanya, we already learned that Philip Behemoth Tmeya Lekech, if you like to buy a Chazer, you need to tell me how to buy a Sefer Teda. What's the point? Others want to say all these other things are living things. So maybe living things you're allowed to buy with these things, but the Sefer Teda is not a living thing. You talked about avodim and kakoyes. At least it grows tameach and behemoth tameach. Mashenkein Sefer Teda is a daimon, parchment of an animal which is now a daimon. So my question is maybe you'd have thought you can't do it. Don't know why would you have thought so, but maybe. Ahu Liva, there was a person from the tribe of Levi. The Havichot of Matanas, he used to go ahead and grab people's Matanas that they should have given, and he grabbed it. So the and the question is whether Levi is entitled to it or not. So some of us want to learn from here, but a Kohen who grabs it, the Taka can keep it. The only problem is a Levi is entitled or not entitled, but a Kohen and Taka can keep it. Others say even a Kohen, if we pass Kachav Chizah, which we do, that if you don't give to a Kohen, the Kohen has no right to take it in the Taka. So even if he grabbed it, maybe he has no right to keep it either. You can take it back.
Rashi says he used to beat up little kids.
Oh, it's not that beat up.
It's from the children.
No, it's an amazing thing. The Rashi. How does Rashi know that little kids are the ones who brought Zerei L'chaim? Why? This is a mitzvah to give to the kohen. Why would you give it to little kids to do it? Where does Rashi get this from? Look at Rashi, the second narrow line, second wide line. Chotiv matnosik kishoyat tonik is when the little kids, mylichin, they would carry the Zerei and the L'chaim and Kevin and give it to a kohen. So some older guy would come along and chayt from your dam and grab it from the hands.
Maybe he's saying the times that they would grab would be when the situations
well,
where
maybe
they, it was
a standard practice. But who said they ever said it? How does Rashi know that? How does Rashi know that? There's no
Bakura.
How does Rashi know those kids? Maybe he stole from that, but they took an knife or whatever, and he stole. Like a normal kids of a Ganif. Rashi seems to be saying that that's how everyone did it. This mitzvah, they would give a kid to go ahead and do it. I don't know, just very interesting. I don't know. Okay, no, they didn't treat it with such chashivas like it should be, because the proper mitzvah, you don't give it to kids to do, you do it yourself. Thank you, Rabbi.
He's taking it on what grounds?
Sorry?
What's the grounds?
I'm entitled, I'm a Levi, I'm the tribe of Levi. No, he's tiny that the Chavdal Matan is belong to the whole Shevet Levi, not just the Kohen. That's in Parshas Kedach as well. It's in Parshas Kedach, the whole thing. We're going to find out in a minute. It's not so simple. If you were so simple, we would be missing out on more than half of Gemara. So this patience. Tell you what, they told Rav. Omelu, so Rav made the following comment. Loi misdayets. Not enough. The loi shaklina minei. That we don't take from them the chavdala matanas. They're exempt. He's grabbing from other people as well. So it comes out from Rav, it seems, that a levi tak is potter from gimcha matanah. That's a big chiddush. The Rav, we don't understand where Rav is coming from. The pasuk where it says you have to give them matanas, it says of the am if when it says am the nation levim are included, the mishkan am the why don't they have to give matanas like everybody else? And eloi ikru am, and if they're not called am, only the am people, the amcha people have to give it. And Levi is not called am, then nachmana patrinu the tayda the potter. So what he's saying? What's saying elam in lamastil? What do you mean genug? What you did them a favor? The tayda said they don't have to give. So the Gemara misapkalu. Rav wasn't certain. Ikram, ilo ikram. Is Shevet Levi considered part of the nation of the Eden, or they're not part of the nation of the Eden? Are they separate? Interesting. Yossi, Rav Papa. Now we're going to start to cuss. Rav Papa said to come along. Shmaidi repeated this whole sugya. Eishri Rav Idi Barav Rav Papa. So one was Tamidim and Rav and asked a question. It says Arba Matonis. There are four Matonis. Aniim. There are four Matonis. That we've in the vineyard are four different matanas you have to give to a poor person. One is called peret, which is something what will translate over there where they are. That you know exactly falls down. Her oilis, we'll soon see where oilis is. That's a part of the grape we didn't really grow ripe. The hashikha, if you forgot something, you know, it's not that it fell down, but you put it down and then you forgot about it. And pay on the corner. So pay is also by vines. There are three different gifts to poor person. You got to give from tvua. Leket, you know, you're cutting falls down a shikha. If you put something down, you forgot to take it. But pay in the corner. Shnayin shabilon, that two by a tree. Shikha, you forgot, but pay in the corner. So pay is by a tree, by tvua, and by grapes. Kulon ain't behen toivus anol bailim. The owner has no right to decide which poor person he gives to. First come, first serve. And nobody has a right to say, here's $100, I want you to give all these things to my cousin, the pauper over there. You can't do that either. Because there's no tevis and no, he has no rights on this.
He doesn't come to my field today because there's going to be...
100%. Yeah. But he cannot hold anything for him. It's open. And even the owner of the field is a poor man. He has to give also his chayla, he has to give his pay and all that. What about maiserani? There's another thing called Maiseroni. The third and sixth year, you got to give 10% of your crop to Anim. Ha Mischalim Beis. That's different. Here, you distribute. Since I'm distributing, I can choose who I give it to. It's in my house. Yes, by Tavis and other Bailim, I have a right to decide. And if a guy comes over to me and says, here's $100, I have a cousin out of mine, give it all to him. You have every right to do that. So therefore, it's worth money. And we had a machlekes, a kedushin of Tavis and if Tavis and is real, is his mom or not. And if you give it to, if you give that right to a woman, can you say you're mekudosh to me with that right? But if you do honest, you're all in for your poor man. What about Vishar Matanus Kuna? All the other Matanus Kuna, you're going to have Zeroya, the four leg, the chayim, the show, the cave in the stomach. We do not take it away from we don't take it away from one koyin to another koyin. We don't force a koyin to give it to matanis. You don't force a levi to give it to another levi. Sounds like you don't force this conclusion. You don't force a levi, but a levi to a koyin has to give. And you said before you don't. Soon come back to it. The Bible will talk about everything else. Arba matanis should be keren. The four matanis are keren. What are they? You said before, peret and oilis hashikapeya. It says, the karmicholoisa oilil, peret, karmicholoisa lakit. So things fall down from your vines, don't pick them up, you know, leave them on the ground for the poor people, and you shouldn't be oil. What do you mean? When you cut down your grapes, leisa oil acherecha. You don't, leisa oil. What oil means, as Rashi explains, it has no shoulder and has nothing out. In other words, it never matured, and the top of it really comes in like a cone, comes in the top and it holds it back, and then the bottom comes in as a cone as well. All the grapes are unripe, so you don't really want the grapes, and they're never going to mature. The way they grew right now, that cluster of grapes will never mature. So that's called, and that you leave for the poor people. That's called loy kosev veloy notif. What do you call that? Amar Ablevi, what's behind you? Behind you is shikha. Shikha is, if it's in front of you, there's no shikha. I'm going to come back to it. But if it's behind you, that means you forgot. You're not allowed to come back to it to pick it up. Belongs to the poor people. Amar Ablevi, acherecha is a shikha. Peya, how do you know this peya by vines? Goma, we learn out the word acherecha over here from the word acherecha by zayis. By an olive over there, the chesiv, it says, kisach by zayischa, when you're beating on your olives to come off the tree, leisifoy acherecha, don't take the glory behind you. No, don't take the grid of olives that are from behind you. Leave them for the poor person. Don't take all, so he tied you, it doesn't mean behind you, shikha, it means don't take all of it. Leave something, pay a corner for the poor people. So we see that there's peya by zayis, and we're learning acherecha from grapes from zayis. Shloisha Shabbatu, he says there are three dinim that you give to by a poor man, leket and shikha and peya. What are they? It says when you're cutting down, you're harvesting, do not cut down the corner of your field. Then it says, you forgot something. Is that shikha? If you forgot, leave it there. Shnayim should be what are the two by so we have leket and peya and shikha by tvua. And what are the two by a tree? Hashikha and peya. By a tree, you have also shikha for falls. If you put it down, don't go back. And peya, you have to leave a corner. The chassid says,
corner, you have a few trees in the corner of your orchards.
So there's a machlekes. The Mishnah actually says in Idiot that I think it is. That it means you leave a tree or two behind. You don't. It doesn't mean every single tree. Yeah, you let them pick it. The olives. Don't leave. Don't take all of it. Acherecha, the shikha behind you means shikha. The kulan ain't behind Tavis another bailam. He has no rights to it. My timer. What is the reason? In other words, he can't choose which poor man to give it to. Whoever first come, first serve. You know, whoever's best dressed. My timer. Aziva ksibuhu. It says over there in the pasuk, you should leave it for the poor person. And because only lager tazav oisam, tazav means you walk away, leave it there, so you have no rights. Then it said also, even if the owner of the field is a poor man, you would have thought that he's a poor man, he's entitled to it himself. He said, no, he has to give it. He had a kerem or tvua or a tree. He has to give as well. So we dash and said the posse, don't take your leke, we don't know if it drops while you're cutting, and leave it for the poor person. Lahazin oni al shaloi comes to warn that a poor person also has to make sure to leave it for other poor people.
So he can go and collect somewhere else.
Yeah, but not his own field. Exactly. But what about the mice or the 10% you got to give?
He owns a field. That poor
Yosef Gemara. We learned Yosef Gemara. You can be asset rich and cash poor, and that makes you an oni. And we learned more than that. Even if you had money in your bank right now, but you had no access to it, you're an oni.
So it's a weekend and the bank's closed.
That's right. So, there's a whole debate. I think you mentioned this. There's a whole debate, like mostly by a credit card, with people that say use a credit card, and then they don't get the money until they pay their wages the next week. How do we deal with a credit card? Is a credit card considered, and so you're nani, because I'm borrowing all the time? Or since that's the currency, that's as if you have money. If your credit limit is $1,000, that's if you have $1,000, then you're not nani. But $200 is the limit of anias. Has toivas anor to the bailim. Now, what you can choose and give it to any poor person, and you can take money for it. Somebody says, give it to my poor brother, and here's some money for it. My time of why? Because over there it's different parts go together. Here it says, on the third and sixth issue, give it. It says, Vinosata, as if you have the choice to give it to whoever you want. Doesn't say, Tata means walk away. Vinosata means you give it, you distribute it. The cynic Sibu, even a poor man, you take away from him. You learn over there, it says, and you learn out from other places where it says, just like by Peya, where it says also like you should leave it. And there we said a poor man has to, even if he has a, if he's a poor man, he has to give pay, you know that. Muzer on Yashloy in his own property of Kamuzer on Yashloy. Vishar Matanis Kunin, and all other Matanis Kunin going as Roya. Velachayim Vakeva, these three Matanis in the Mishnah. Ain Moitzi and Oison, it says in the Braisa further, you don't take it out. Loim coin the coin. One coin does not have to give it to another coin. One Levi doesn't have to give it to another Levi. Sounds like a Levi lekoyin mitzin. So we see clearly that Levi does have to give. Alma ikru am. Obviously they're called am, and they have to give like everybody else. So what was the Rav Suffolk? But the Gemara, no, keep going. For example, Hazroya veloizroya. We're not talking about these three matanas. We're talking about all other matanas. We mean something like a Zoray, but not the Zoray itself. What do you mean, like a Zoray, not the Zoray itself? Over here it says, by Zoray, so maybe Taka, a Levi is Potter. We're talking about other Matanas, where it doesn't say, my knee, or what are we talking about? My sedition. My sedition, doesn't say, there, and over there, it belongs to the Levi. My sedition to Levi, you. What's going on here? What do you mean you don't take my Levi? The whole my sedition you're supposed to give to a Levi. Why would he give it in the first place? And you inferred, but Tokoin he does have to give. Since when does a Levi have to give my sedition to a coin? My sedition belongs to a Levi. So we already had a whole sugyan series, if you remember, in the second Paydik, all about that. It's not so simple. And Rabbi Lozman Lazayi says that when the Taita said you give Maisa to Levi, you give to a coin as well. You have a choice. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Levi is only Levi. And Ezra came along and penalized all the Levian because Levian refused to join him to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he penalized them. So according to Rabbi Lozman Lazayi, that before then was Kainim and Levian, so what was the penalty? That Levian can no longer collect Maisa Sheni. In fact, they have to give Maisa Nishan. They have to give it themselves. According to Rabbi Kiva, that till now only Levian received Maisa, then the punishment was that Kainim can also receive. What's the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozman Lazayi? The machlekes is, how do we view a coin? Just like we have a machlekes, how we view a coin goggle. We had a machlekes, a chakira. What's a coin goggle? Is a coin goggle a coin headed plus another step? Or is a coin goggle a different entity altogether? The same machlekes as we got a coin and a levy. Is a coin a levy, because it comes a levy, but plus? Or is a coin a totally different entity? If a coin is a levy plus, and when the Torah said give maisa to a levy, include a coinim. That's a blazim lezayah. But if you hold that a coin is not a levy plus, a coin is a separate entity altogether from a levy, then Rabbi Kiva says, the Torah clearly says, maisa goes to levy. What does that do with coinim? Okay, that's a machlekes. So that's going to come back to over here and address it. When it says over here, we don't force a levy to give it a coin, we're talking about in the days after Ezra, I'll see in a minute. Tanya, the term of the coin, maisa is the levy. Kiva holds that the maisa goes only to levy. Also the coin. So the Gemara right now didn't get to introduce Ezra. So the Gemara aimed at Rabbi Lazaya after the coin, also the coin. Abba the coin, the Levi Yama, did he say to exclude a Levi? So why should the Levi give it to a coin? He's a Levi himself. In, yes, Labasa de Cancino Ezra, after Ezra penalized Shavid Levi for not joining him to go to Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Lazaya, what was the penalty? That they forfeited their rights to Maisa Sheni, to Maisa Edition. I don't understand. I can't accept that. Even according to Rabbi Lozman Azayi, he penalized them that they cannot collect from other people my sedition, but that they themselves have to give my sedition. That far he didn't go. So why would you tell me that a Levi has to give to a Kohen? And we're talking about my sedition. Klepnisht. Ema the Kansina Ezra. What was Ezra's Kanaz? Havinalu. Okay, nobody should give to Levi any more Mice Rishon. I understand that. Aber Mishkul Minayu Miyama, did he say that the Levim have to give their own Mice Rishon to the Kohenim? He never said that. So it goes back to our question. It says of Ezroya, and it says that a Levi has to give to a Kohen. So we see a Levi is just like anybody else. No, Zroya is only a paradigm, but Veloy Zroya. We're not talking about Zroya itself. We're talking about another one of Matanis Kuna. Which one are we talking about now? That a Levi has to give. Umayni Ureishis Hagez. We mean Reishis Hagez. That you should give it. That the Levi has to give to the Kohen. Very hard to understand then. Why doesn't the Braisa just say Reishis Hagez? Why say Zroya when you don't mean Zroya? And you could have just as easily said Reishis Hagez. Yeah.
So was it political pressure for him to try to get them to follow him?
Sorry?
Was he just putting pressure? So there's nothing to do. He was just finding something to punish them.
We're talking about Ezra?
Yeah, there's no direct correlation between going to Israel.
This is a stipend that people give you. You forfeited your stipend. This is the community is giving you. You don't want to help the community out when they need your help. We needed the numbers. We need Levim in the base of English, and you refuse to come. So in Mele, the community is no longer going to support you.
What's the gift of Ezra? Ezra wasn't one of the Nevi'im. He's called Ezra HaSofer, not the
He was a Nevi, yes, he was a Nevi. And he was, the Gemara said that he was just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe wouldn't have given the Torah, would have come to the Moshe.
I was going to ask a question. How can he come and change, what do you call it, the Inyan, which is Midraisa? The Torah established the Inyan of the
Shabbal Taisa. Don't give it to
Shabbat Taisa.
Even Nevi, you can't. Shabbat Taisa. He's just telling, don't give it to the Levi, that's all. But that's like, don't give mice, give it to the Kohen. Okay, let's go weiter. Back to the Gemara. Okay. Toshma, another Braisa says, call this the rule, called Dovish or Kedusha, anything which is to do with Kedusha. Keep going, for example, Kedusha means that a Yisrael is not allowed to eat, like Truma is Kedusha. That's you know some other things which are kedusha. Going trumas mice challah only a coin. The zroya and the thing we learn in our mission here are Yisrael can eat also. But these things only a coin. These maitinos and miyodam we take it out of the Yisrael's hand. Of chol dovish ain't kedusha anything which is not kedusha. The moshul the zroya and the lachayim the keva anybody can eat it. Ain't maitinos and miyodam you don't take it from the hand. So what do you see from here that what? Again, so here we see clearly you don't take it out of the hands. So what was the Absophic? Clearly here that what do you call? Where are we? So we say we not take from the Levi to the hand of the coin. We're talking about the Levi and the coin. So it says clearly you don't take from the Levi to the coins. What was the Rav Sofik? That means that what? That he's not part of the Am. Once again, keep going. Zroya, we use an example of Zroya, but we don't mean Zroya. Well, my near, what are we referring to? My tradition, Ulabasa the Kansino Ezra, when the Levim actually. And this Braisa holds. That sorry. That's right. The question is, the labor part of community is not part of the community.
If they're not part of the Am, then they're not Jewish. So they've got to be part of the Am. They're just treated differently. They're not a different nation.
Yeah, you know, when the Pasuk says the Am should do the following mitzvah, does include B'nai Levi. So we're saying Zroya, they're not included. Over here, we're talking about Ma'aseh Rishon. And Ma'aseh Rishon, when Ezra came and counseled that the Levim should no longer receive Ma'aseh Rishon, but they don't have to give it either. That's what the Braisa is saying. They don't have to give it. You cannot take from a Levi to anybody else.
But the question is, are they part of the Am or not?
When the Torah says, no, that's a question. When the Torah says the Am should do this, maybe not Levi.
Maybe that they shouldn't have to do this.
So they're not part of Am. When the Torah insists Am, it doesn't refer to B'nai Levi because it's telling everybody, B'nai Yisrael. Why is it Jewish? Kohenim don't do it either. Kohenim are the recipients. Maybe Levi are potter. The Kohenim are recipients. Only the B'nai Yisrael have to do it.
What's the word for the free potter from doing certain things?
That's what we're talking about. Those mitzvahs where the Torah clearly said who should do it, the Am.
The terminology part of the Am.
Not when it comes to these mitzvahs. The Torah says, and we'll see later, tomorrow or later. The Am, but it means, you know, so usually it means everybody, but when the Torah specifically says by a mitzvah, it's not a word you commonly use. Where does the Torah say Am by a mitzvah? It usually says Isha, Isha, or very seldom. When it does say, what does it mean? Who's it trying to exclude? Tashma coming here. Hashoichid le koyin ulayv gechadim. If somebody shechts for a and has in mind a koyin or a goy, is potter min hamatonis. He doesn't have to give the matonis to a koyin because he had in mind a koyin who was potter from matonis, even though the shoichid himself was a Yisrael. But he had in mind a koyin or he had in mind a goy. not chayiv matanis. Mashma holu levi, if he had a mind a levi, or the Yisrael to a yid, chayiv, he has to give matanis. So we see the word clearly that a levi is chayiv matanis. That means that when it says am in the Torah, it includes shevi levi. No, don't make that inference. Don't say levi is all chayiv. Lema holu Yisrael chayiv. The yid is chayiv. No, Avul Levi Mais. What about a guy from Shevet Levi? He's potted. So why does the Braisa mention only Kohen Levi Chavim? Listen, Ashurich Levi Levi Chavim. Potted Ramatana. Just say a Levi and a guy potted, and surely a Kohen is potted. But oi, Hotanya, we learn, it says the first of Braisa, Ashurich Kohen Levi Chavim potted, Miramatana. Oh, but Levi is all Chayiv. Tiyuvta the Rav, Akasha Rav. And here you have an extraordinary thing. It says Tiyuvta, which usually means Abgishlogan, and the right about Gimoransk is an answer. Amlach Rav, Tanoi. Good question, but it's a machlekes tonight. We had a few times.
The last time.
Yeah, we had a few times.
The Ezra thing here as well?
Now what?
You say that that's before Ezra's time.
No, it says clearly, Hashoichid Lekoyin, there's nothing to do with my sedition. Ezra the Kohen is only my sedition. This is for Zeroya and Keva, Zeroya Lechaim and Keva. What's the machlekes tonight? The Tanya, we learn, when it comes to Yom Kippur, what should Yom Kippur do? The Chippur, that's Migdash HaKoydash, it forgives the Migdash HaKoydash. What's that? It's Elif Nail Athim. That's if anything happened wrong or right in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Then the Pasuk says, it's Oil Moyed, it forgives Oil Moyed, the Hechel, if anything went wrong in the Hechel. Mizbeach, it forgives the Mizbeach, Kimashmoy, if things went wrong in the Mizbeach. Then it says, Yechapit, or atone for it, Elu, Azoli, the courtyards. Then it says, Lakoinim, and the Koinim, Kimashmoy, literally, the Koinim, for they walked in the basement while the tummy. We're talking about they walked in with the tummy. Or Im Hakol, then it says, Vakol, Am Hakol, Elu Yisrael. Then it says, Yechapit, Elu Levim. So what does he claim here? That Levim are not included in Am Yisrael. Right here in the posse, clearly. That says Am Hakol, and then it says Yechapa. And this Braisa learns that Am Hakol is referring to the Yisrael, and Yechapa is referring separately to Levi. That's opinion number one. The Tanya, another Braisa, Yechapa is referring to Avodim. That means Levi are included in Am Yisrael. So here you have Machlekes when it says Am Yisrael, the Shevet Levi. Remember when they counted the Eden, Levi was not counted together with all the Eden; they were counted separately. Because they never, why they were never slaves in the first place? They were free. All the time. My love, Bahokim, isn't this argument? Masov and Ikram, one of them holds that's called an Am. Well, Masov, don't hold like Ikram, they're not called an Am. The Bekim Eger brings a beautiful raya that they're not part of the Am. We know that Shevet Levi mallowed themselves in Midbar. And he brings, it says, Rashi Chumash brings in Parshas Zos Habracha, the Shevet Levi mallowed all the kids in the Midbar. But in Yeshua it says, the Chol Ha'am Hayuludim be Midbar Loi Malu. That's right. So who was that? Cholam, an entire nation did mala, and yet Rashi Chumash says, but Shevet Levi did. Must be that when it says Stam, it's not including Shevet Levi. Very interesting. And you have a problem with that. You have to work it out.
We don't have anything to do with other nations.
Okay, it's that is your homework for tomorrow. Come back and work it out.
The question is even bigger in that, where do they come from? Bnei Yaakov. Levi was one of Bnei Yaakov. He's one of the brothers. So Manishtana, you know, what's...
The said,
how can you say that the Abishah said,
I'm taking it for myself. We had an apostle. The Abishah said, I'm taking the Shevet Levi for myself. No, I'm taking Shevet Levi for myself. Remember the apostle in the Sat? I'm taking Shevet Levi for myself. And therefore, they are a step up, a step above. Masav Ikram, Masav Ikram, Barav Rav. Isvidleka Haitanis, a Rav, we don't still understand Rav. So it's a clear cut machlekes. Either they are or they're not. And Rav sounds like he's hedging his bets. Rav, Isvidleka Haitanis, Lema, let him say. Isvidleka Haitanis, Lema. He didn't know which Tana was right. Therefore, he says, maybe they should be giving the Chavdal Matanis. So definitely they shouldn't be grabbing from other people. Tana we learned. Dorash Merema, Merema Dashin, Hilchase Kavose the Rav. The Halach is like Rav. The Halach is like Rav. That what? That we do not take from the Shevet Levi any matonis. The Hilchase, interesting thing, I was a Rav, but Rav himself does not, I'm not sure.
And what does he do? He also has a bob each way.
That's right. But, no, different Chizm. Hilchase, Chizm, we said before, Mazik Matonis Kuna. You don't have to pay because the moment I tell you, Halach like him. Ula have an interesting looking Gemara. You wonder how progressive the Gemara is? Look at this. If anybody tells you that the Gemara Chas V'Shalom didn't treat women properly, which we had already in Givamis and Pesach and other places, how the Gemara treated women. But here it says, Ula have a Yav Matanosa Lekahanta. He dafke sought out Kohenison, a female Kohenim, and give them the Matanos. He gave it to them. They should feel part of the Seder. Yeah. If you said that today, that the
rabbi...
I don't know, but if you say today that a rabbi would give to a woman over there, Matanis... Oy. You shouldn't be giving it in the first place. As a Shulner. Eisle Rava Ula, Rava asked Ula a question... Exactly that. You shouldn't do it because it's Shal Kedushin. I read somewhere that this movie they call Shtissel. So there was a big Shal in the Rabbanim because part of the movie is they had a Chuppah Kedushin and they did the whole thing and they said the Brachas, the Davis' name, and everything else. Whether they were actually married halachically and they need a get, the actors. Whether they need a get. Because they did, they were mock wedding.
Not religious.
Doesn't matter, still need a get. Brachas, the Davis' name, they gave a ring and the whole work with witnesses and the Rav. Sorry?
If they're married, it wouldn't be a kedushin.
If she was a married woman. But who said she was a married woman?
I'm not saying.
Yeah. On the other hand, you could say there would maybe there were no Edom that were Shomer Shabbos. We don't know that. Have to say that. If you say all the right words, you got a problem. In fact, in the schools in America, they stopped. They used to have these mock weddings.
Yeah.
They stopped it because of these shilas.
Camp, I heard those girls camp, they used to do.
Yeah, but it was growing a girl. It wasn't in school, where they used to do something. That's true. Rav Lula, Rav asked all the question. So you gave it to the girls. Minchas, it says, Minchas Kohenes Necheles. We know that if a girl, a Kohen, gave a Kohen Mincha, it gets eaten by the Kohenim. But Minchas Kohen Einichel. If a Kohen gives a Mincha, it's Kol HaKol, it gets totally burnt. But not, well, there's not get, so we see that a Kohen and a Kohen are two different people. So what right do you have? It says that you have to give a Kohen the Matanas. How can you give it to Kohen? It's clear that the Kohen is different than a Kohen. The Yam the Kohen, I feel Kohen, if it says Kohen. It means also a girl. But see, if it says, Chol Minchas Kohen Kol Tiyah Loisei Echol, that every Minchas of a Kohen has to be totally burned. Loisei Echol, you shouldn't eat it. So girls also shouldn't be eaten. Is that I, that a Kohen, will like a Kohen? So what are you giving the Matanas for? Amalei Rebbe, he said, Rebbe Metuna, from your very peckle that you brought, it says, Arein Ub. There it says clearly Aaron the Bonav. Why does it say Aaron the Bonav? Over here I only want the sons. But other places Kohen, it means even a Bas Kohen. Kohen, but he argued, he says, but it says Kohen in the Pasik. By the Chavdal, it says Mishpat HaKohenim. It's Kohen of Lekhenes. Only the males, not the females. The Yilmud Shtayman Amafaydish. And you learn everywhere else as well. Whenever it says Tam Kohen, it means only the males and not the females. But give them, it's not the one who can eat it. Can you be Yaitse giving them the present? The Beit Abelezer, and Yaakov Tan, the Koyin, I feel the Kanish. Abelezer, Yaakov, you can give it to the girl, and you Yaitse your mitzvah of giving the Matanis. Sorry? No, it doesn't work that way. If the mitzvah is to give it to a man, you're not Yaitse of giving it to the woman. You have to give it to the man. So he says, I have a meal, it says twice, Koyin there, and Rei Miyamil, Rabbi to Mimar, but even women as well. So you have a number of people. Rav Kahana, interesting, his name was Cohen, and he wasn't a Koyin. Ochil Bishvilishta. In fact, in Mor Psachim, it says that Rav Kahana said, you know why I have so many tzodas? I had to run away from Babel, because my wife Zayda was not happy that I married his anical. His wife Zayda was Aaron, she was a Bas Koyin. And he said, obviously, the Aaron Koyin doesn't think that I deserve to marry a Bas Koyin. And this is the Rav Kahana and Baba Kama that was bigger Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish and all that. And there's another Rav Kahana we had in Kedushin that he took opinion of Ben. So obviously there was a number of Rav Kahanas. Then we had a Rav Kahana who discussed with Rav Ashi. There must have been quite a few Rav Kahanas. But here you see clearly that Cohen doesn't mean, you hear a guy's name is Cohen, doesn't mean he's a Cohen. Usually you are. Levi is not a Levi. Levine, Levi. Oh, yeah. That papa, no, one more line. That papa, Baba's we had this two line. He had to finish this thing. A papa, ochel b'shvilishtoy. A papa also was Israel, and he ate because of his wife. Rabbi Yemar ochel b'shvilishtoy. They were all married to a Bas Kohen, so they wife received. They used to take the chavdal matanis and used to eat it, even though they were Israel for their wife. Rabbi Idi Baravin ochel b'shvilishtoy.
They were still entitled to it.
No, the wife is entitled to it. Could we just say the Bas Kohen? Ula said, the Rabbi Yaakov said that a Bas Kohen can receive it. And once the wife got it, the husband can use the whole family.
They have the kohen status when they get married to...
Not at all. Not, for other things, not for Matanis Kohen.
Tomorrow we'll learn you after that, yeah?
Tomorrow after that.
Who said that?